And I noticed too that there's a connection with Brightside Animal Sanctuary.
Yeah, definitely. I've got an album to show you. We did a Chaos.
Shall we go and have a look?
Yeah. We did a project called The Pooch a little while ago, which was a calendar project. We photographed 52, I think it was, dogs that were either rescued, rehomed, or adopted. So that was over the course of about a 6-month period. Did a photo shoot for each of those families. So yeah, I've turned the calendar into an album, so I've been able to keep a record of it here. But they all came with their little stories. We recorded their backgrounds, where they came from, hobbies that they liked, and got them to fill in a little questionnaire. So yeah, it was really awesome. It was a real challenge to photograph 52 different dogs in the same big empty white room, but bring something unique each and every time, with the hope of really just capturing some personality. So this project, through the session fees and the calendar sales, raised over $4,000, I think, for Brightside Farm Sanctuary, which was pretty cool.
Congratulations.
I think by entering into every shoot without a preconceived idea of what it's going to look like, I really do just say, just get here and we'll just see what happens. It's perhaps not a very strategic way to work, but 10 years in, it still seems to do the trick. Jackie was 17 and a half years old for Jack Russell. She was pretty old. She was completely deaf, nearly blind, but still really, really loved to play. She was an awesome dog.
And we're looking at Jackie, who's 17 and a half year old. She's a Jack Russell. And she is literally, Dean, winking at the camera. Yeah. It's an amazing shot.
Yeah, she was incredibly playful. She would just, you could tap on the ground and she would follow the noise and try and pounce on you like a little puppy. But it was adorable.
And the caption reads, totally deaf, almost blind, full of love for my human. Oh, Jackie.
Yeah, bless her. She passed away a little bit after this. We've been in contact with the client, but she had a very good end of life after being adopted about a year or so before she came in here, which was pretty awesome. From Brightside, she was. So there's lots of those little stories in here, which is quite nice.
And Dean, is the book still available?
Well, this book wasn't something that we published because we made it as a calendar project. So perhaps in hindsight, a book would have been a good idea. Calendars tend to have a pretty limited lifespan, obviously. But I just didn't want to condemn it to the bottom drawer once the year of the calendar was over. So we've made this book just for the studio here. So if you want to see it, come pop in.
And are you planning on any more projects with Brightside?
Well, we are actually. We're currently in the midst of one photographing children. Man, there's a long hair, Tashan. She's cool. We're currently in the midst of photographing children with their dogs for a project called a Chaos Project, obviously named because we expect the shoots to be quite chaotic. And they have been. We've photographed, I don't know, maybe 20-odd sessions so far, which has been a whole lot of fun. I try not to do more than one a day because of my own energy levels because they're pretty fun. But, that's raising funds for Brightside as well. So same thing, it's like a $50 session fee, which is the donation that goes straight to Brightside at the end of the project. Yeah, and that gets the photo shoot underway, which is good fun. That will be for a book.
For all those people listening, Dean, who are thinking, gee, I'd really love to do that, get my children involved, get the dog involved and support Brightside, how do they go about it?
Best thing to do would be to go to our website, zanzo.com.au. That's zanzo.com.au. There's a little tab at the top that says special and then one below that says chaos. So on that page, there's all sorts of information about the Chaos Project and what it entails. And I think there's a booking button or booking form or inquiry form on there. So that's the first step in the process. After that, we make a time for you to come in and have a chat about your fur baby and your human babies as well. And then plan the best photo shoot we can.
Dean, it's been absolutely marvellous having a look around and looking at these wonderful photos. Thank you so much for your time today. Great to meet you.
It was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
Thanks.